Well, welcome to the first ever Daily Item podcast. I'm Francis Scarsella, reporter here, and I am joined with Amanda August, who is going to be with us for some time here, helping us out get this thing rolling. We're going to try something a little different here. We're going to bring in a bunch of guests. We're going to try to get some musical acts. What do you think?
I'm pretty excited about it. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good thing here for the Valley, and they'll be able to come in and click on it and listen at any given time. We're hopefully going to try to get a live thing going. I know we were talking about that. And
yeah, we can start coming to you guys from some live stuff and add some video components to supplement our audio podcast here.
Which will be great. That's the ultimate goal. And I think people are going to enjoy it because the idea is, you guys may not know, or some of you may know Amanda. You see her running around. She had little Punky Brewster outfits and taking pictures of everybody. And she's young and exciting and has a lot of good ideas. So with bringing that in and talking to me, the old man here, we should have some good things coming. I know today we're going to be joined by Chief Brad Hare of the Sunbury Police Department. So that should be interesting. I got a lot of good questions for him. The thing is, I want people to understand, we're not going to just get into the same humdrum stuff. And that's what we talked about. We're going to ask Chief Hare some of the tough questions.
You know, what his favorite Chinese food is. It's
absolutely. Stuff like that. That's what people are going to want to, you know. From what I gathered on the streets, that's what people are saying. So they want to see other things and not just newsy news all the time and crime and grime. And then sometimes you're going to have that. It's just going to happen. Like when the blimp broke loose. See, you weren't on that, but I had to drive around nearly 100 miles driving around chasing a blimp.
Yeah, but I was following you live from, I was in Florida and I was following that thing like crazy.
Oh, that's because of the whole social media thing and Twitter and everything else. And I started getting messages from Shepard Smith and Fox News and everybody else. So it was crazy. It's a crazy day. Been a lot of crazy days here. Also, we're going to have Tony Matulevich, the new elected district attorney. He's going to come on too, tell us some of his ideas and game plans, and you can ask him what kind of Chinese food he likes as well and where he goes. It should be an interesting time. I know we tried to have Commissioner Rick Schock, incumbent who won. We tried to get him and Sam Schicatano, who also was elected, on today's show as well. There was an adoption day in Sunbury on Thursday, so it was kind of tight scheduling. Was he there?
Yeah, Rick was there. It was a lot of fun. They were, you know, making balloon animals and face painting and games and stuff for all the kids. And, you know, even the Judge Rossini wore a huge balloon hat to preside over it.
Wow.
So you can look for those pictures in tomorrow's paper because there are some pretty entertaining photos of the judge.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's fun. See, there's a lot of fun things that go on here, too, that people just never get to see. And also, in our business here with the newspaper, you only get to read so much. You don't get to actually listen to people. So that's where radio has the advantage on us. But we're going to try to level the playing field a little bit here and give you something a little different. And we can get a little more edgy, I guess, because you actually have to click on us. You're not just hearing it. So you're going to have to come and listen, and things may slip out from time to time, and I don't think that's going to be a problem. I hope not, anyway. And if it is, you can always edit it, I'm sure. So that's our game plan. And I think that, like I said, I think it's going to be some interesting shows ahead. I know we're going to try to book some musical acts, right? We're going to try to get some.
Yeah. If you want to come in here and play for the editorial staff and have a little tiny desk concert in our newsroom would be awesome. So if you guys want to do that, just give us a shout.
And that's the part you're going to get. You'll put that on video.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be able to hear it. Then we'll be able to talk to you guys later on because, you know, we both have faces for radio. So it works out that way. So, yeah, that'll be kind of cool, right? That'll be kind of cool. How are they going to get a hold of us? Are we going to set something up?
Yeah, I mean, they can just email me. My email is aaugust, A-A-U-G-U-S-T, at dailyadam.com, or send us a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever your social media preference is.
We're going to post the podcast on Facebook, I'm sure,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah,
so you guys will be able to click on that. So you'll be able to hear it all over the place, and that's cool, too. And maybe we could even at some point, you know, set up a separate email just for people to email stuff in as well. If you're not comfortable emailing staff or whatever, we can set something up and you can send it in. I don't know why they wouldn't be, but some of the emails we get are kind of crazy anyway. So phones are going off crazy, I guess, here because it's a day where there's just a lot of news going on all the time. Speaking of news going on, how was your election night?
It was a long night for me, but it was pretty good. Got to spend some time with Tony Matulevich and a little bit of time with Ann Targonsky and Kim Best and George Zahler.
Well, that's nice. So you were, I know, I was out there with you in Colt Country, but you were one way, I was another. I did meet up with you at Tony Matalevich's, so that was nice. They had a, these guys, man, they just get with all the food and everything else that's out there, you know what I mean? I wish I ate that kind of stuff, because it was like, there had to be 30 different kind of pizzas, 30 different kind of pizzas going on, as you know, they were getting the results and getting everything going on, and
pizza,
fortunately
pizza
for us,
is the food of Mount Carmel. So.
Really, fortunately for us, we are actually now being joined with Sunbury Police Chief Bradley Hare.
Good morning, Francis.
How are you today, sir?
I am just wonderful.
It's great to have you on here for the first ever Daily Item podcast. We're going to be starting to do this once a week for now. We're going to try to get every day, and we're going to get all kind of updates, and we want to talk to you a little bit. We want to ask you a question. First of all, what do you think of a newspaper doing a podcast?
I think it's innovative. I think it's coming into the 21st century. I truly believe it's going to be something big for the community. I think they're going to enjoy it.
I do too, and I know we've talked many times on the record, off the record, about all kind of various crimes and this and that, and that's a lot of times that's what you hear is crime and grime. And me and you had this conversation a million different times that there is a lot of positive things that go on, not just in Sunbury but all across the whole valley. And you're part of it a lot. You everybody has to know by now that Brad sings the national anthem. Everybody has seen that or heard it. And but you go to a lot of different events and do those kind of things, and you see a lot of different people, and you mix it. You tell me the top three positive things that you see right now going on.
Not just in the valley.
You're a very well-known individual.
I just think the whole valley as a whole is changing. It's from when I was a kid just till now. There's been a lot of, you know, industry that has left, but it's what they're doing with what is left, and they're trying to promote that. I just think, you know, Sunbury in itself, with the recreation for the kids in the area, I think it's really good. There's so many positive things, you know, and when you talk about negative stuff, it's not just Sunbury.
It's
everywhere.
It's
a valley
thing.
And we talked about that.
I mean,
it's everywhere. It's just everywhere. That, unfortunately, Sunbury's the county seat, so we get a lot of some of the publicity that's not so nice. And it's not that it's not nice. It's we need to keep people informed of what's going on. Yeah. So they understand when they're not getting returns from us right away, that they understand that we are busy, just like every police department in the valley.
We always talk about that, and people get confused sometimes because they read the newspaper and they see Sunbury as a dateline. It doesn't necessarily mean it happened in Sunbury, and that's just one of the things that should be clarified, is that it is the county seat. So in the newspaper world, you use where you're at, and unfortunately, the county courthouse is here in Sunbury, so it's always going to say Sunbury, even if the crime or whatever happened in Mount Carmel.
Because this is where, you know, the courthouse is, the sentencing is.
It doesn't mean that Sunbury is.
Exactly. And it's not, like I said, it's not just Sunbury. It's everywhere.
It is, but tell the truth. Okay. This is why I said this is going to be a little different, a little.
This ought to be good.
Yeah. you do need to tell the truth, and it's not everywhere now. And you've said this before in newspapers, and have been quoted as saying it as well, is that it's not like it was years ago. I mean, there's things that are bad, and sometimes it gets pretty bad. And you know when it's coming, and you know when things are. But being short on officers, which is a whole different topic, and it is what it is. And we've talked about that a million different times. Everybody is struggling budget wise and stuff like that. But there is some bad parts, and there's some bad things that happen in Sunbury. And you have been very open and honest with all media, not just us, about those kind of things. So you need to tell the truth and say that it's not just a friendly place anymore anywhere in the world to walk.
I would say Sunbury is a friendly place, but and I've used this analogy with you before, Francis, where I've told you, I said, everybody is in a bubble, and it's our job is to keep that bubble together. We're not going to be able to tell everybody everything, but we, like I always say, people need to know their surroundings. They need to know what's going on. So it's our job in the police department world is to keep that bubble together. And once it starts leaking, we got to patch it, and we got to move on to the next big thing. Job isn't all about getting the bad guys. It's also about public safety. And some of our job, you know, like I said, you see guys patrolling. You might see guys stop at Dunkin' Donuts for a coffee or Turkey Hill. And that's all part of the job. It's all part of the community policing and getting out there. I have officers involved in sporting events, not just with Shikellamy, but their own, And, you know, people recognize them as a police officer wherever they're at. You know, it's just it is what it is. And people, I think it's good for the department. I think it's good for us to get out and be involved. I have, like I said, I have a few officers that do get very involved, not only with their own kids, but just the kids in general with football, baseball, wrestling. I mean, there's just so much stuff that we all try to get involved in so much.
Right, which is great for the community because, then people do know that you guys are cops and you're out there. And it's a lot of times people feel safe. I've had this conversation with Brett a million times. And for anybody to come around in any community, not just Sunbury, and say that it's safe, we hear sometimes reporters, editors, and stuff don't leave the Daily Item until 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We want to be safe too. I mean, you know what I mean? We're still citizens and people want to be safe. And I've had that conversation.
Yeah. And like I said, we're 24 hours, 7 days a week coverage.
Right.
There's always somebody around.
There's always somebody around. And that's the truth. And I've seen it. How many times have you been even surprised that at 11:30, 12 o'clock, an incident happens and lo and behold, here comes the Daily Item?
Oh, yeah. Here comes somebody walking up and they want to know what's going on. And, you know, we try to be honest with them. I give what I can. And you have to because, like I said, if you don't get the public informed about what's going on.
You look bad.
It does sometimes cause a little bit of panic.
Sure.
And a little bit of
and you look bad. And I'm going to tell you the truth. That's the comments that I get is they cover stuff up all the time.
I got to tell you, you've never covered anything up with me. And any time we've ever had any kind of arguments and we're all friendly, but we've always agreed to disagree on a lot of different things. But you've always been open and honest. And I'll say that. And that's why me and Amanda talked about this. We're going to have every police chief on. Everybody wants to come down and have a little try at this just to get your name out there and have people, you know, understand. And Brad is a very approachable guy if you see him on the street. I'll meet Brad for coffee just to say what's going on, how's it going, and there'll just be a lot of women come up to him. I don't know what that's all about, but a lot of women like him when they come up. And
he has to go right there, doesn't he?
Big sexy, they call him on the street.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
But let's talk about this real fast. And what do you hear when you hear this and you're not going to deny it? What do you think when people say, "Oh, they're from Scumbary"?
I get pretty offended by that. I'm born and raised in Sunbury, so we could have got up and left years ago if I wanted to. I really didn't want to because this is my home, this is my roots. So when somebody says that I don't have a vested interest in Sunbury, it's not true. I live here. My kids all went to school here. They're still going to school here. My wife's from here. So the family is just, it's rooted in Sunbury and in the surrounding area. So when people say Scumbary, it's because it's what the perception is, but they don't, if they want to dwell on the negative stuff, then you could dwell on the negative stuff all you want. And like you said earlier, we've had many of arguments about certain things. I've had arguments with counsel on certain issues. And it's not about dwelling on those negatives. It's about, okay, let's just agree to disagree, and we move on to the next subject. And
that's one of the problems that I see in this valley a lot of times. A lot of people don't like to move on. They hold it and hold it and hold it.
You make a good point. There is something within these walls sometimes.
Yes,
and I've seen that. I've seen that since I've taken my position as a police chief.
I've actually seen Brad's being a little deceptive there because I've said that to him. I said, once you enter the walls,
there's something going on. And again, we have to move on for certain things. And that's all we ever try to do is when certain things happen, you got to move on. Because if you don't and you dwell on it, it's not good for you as a person or yourself.
I'll walk around and just go check things out. And there's a lot of older people in this community that walk around, and you see that, and they want to feel safe. I mean, they want to feel safe.
You know, the other day, about a week ago, I was standing out in front of the station and just pulling in, and some guy just dropped, stop right at Mill Street. Just stopped Mill Street, said, "Hey, be safe out there. We're glad you do what you do." I thought that was pretty cool. And then the next day, very same thing, a different person, stopped Mill Street. I was walking in. He says, "Hey, can I talk to you a minute?" And I said, "Sure." And he's like, I just want to thank you for what you do and just be safe out there. And it was kind of, it was 2 days in a row. And I just thought, those are the days that it really does make it worthwhile coming in. Because I said, you as reporters also see a lot of the negative stuff that we see because that you're doing your job. You're out there to get in the news. Unfortunately, people want to see the bad stuff most of the time. But there are a lot of good things, and it's just the nature of the beast. And we see that too. So sometimes, if I don't wave or I don't say hi, it just might be going on. Something's going across my mind, or even the other officers.
You do that to me and I get aggravated.
You know, I'll get a text from you. Hey, what's up? You know, nothing. I just didn't see it. Cause,
I know, I get that, and everybody gets it. I mean,
Everybody has some
a job to do one way or another, and you guys do a good job here in Sunbury. It is what it is. You're going to have a lot of people that are going to say bad things, and I've talked to you about this a million times. Never printed it, and this is what this show is going to be all about. But how many times do you pull over somebody that you have no idea who you're pulling over, and now you see in the news where cops are getting shot at? You know what I mean? You had your own incident. I mean, that's not beat around the bush.
You had your own incident
here in Sunbury. Yes, sir. It was a dangerous situation for you. Thank God that all came to a close. And I'm going to tell a tale here real fast, and Brad will vouch for it. That day that it happened, there was an incident where Brad was involved, and they were searching for a man, a local man, and they ended up finding him, and the guy pulled a knife on Brad and went after him. And he was convicted of attempting, you know, assault on the officer here. And it's sad. But that day when it happened, it started coming across the scanner. Everybody started running out. And I sent Brad a text. I'm like, what's going on? And I didn't get any answer. And then I was getting mad. I was like, hey, listen, what's going on? I know you're up there. I see the car. What's going on? And I had no clue it was Brad. And then when you find out later on that he was involved in the incident, and there was a shooting, and you had to pull your gun. And that's very rare. But it does happen. But it does happen. And I mean, as a person, you just feel awful after, because I don't know your condition. I didn't know if you were all right. I didn't know you know, anything going on. And then finally, when you answered me and said you're okay,
then it's a big relief.
And that's the part that people don't understand, too, is us as reporters, sometimes it's very hard, because you do develop relationships with people that you work with and people that you see every day. And I see you every day. So, it's, you know what I mean? That hits home, and it gets hard. And for you, again, you got to deal with that all the time. You didn't know what the outcome of that was going to be. You didn't know the outcome of how the person was going to be. You don't know why the reasons are what's going to be. You just have to react.
That morning we ended up. I was at the doctor's early just for a regular appointment, and my doctor came in, and Dr. Pagano was just like, you know, hey, he goes, you know, be safe out there. They're always good to me up there. All the guys that go up there. Or the officers that go up there, they're very nice up there. And, you know, he was just a regular routine checkup. And he says, you know, he said to me before I left, he said, you never know what's going to be around the corner. And then, of course, that day I got in there about a little after 10 and I helping the guys out, see what was going on, looking for the guy. You know, I didn't expect I was going to have to do that. You know, so, of course, you know, you have to go through all the procedures afterwards. You got to go, you know, do your blood tests, all that stuff to make sure you're okay. And I go up just to my regular family doctor. I go back up to check up on him, and he's just like, literally, he sat in the office, and he's just like, oh my goodness, like, I can't believe that happened. And I said, well, that's what happens. You know, when it happened, the first thing that went through my mind was, you know, my kids and my family. And my cousin came up, Bobby. He was one of the first ones on scene with the EMS, besides the officers that all responded from the Valley. So they heard what was going on. They heard me calling for help. And basically, you know, when he got there, I said, you know, I should have done it myself, but at that point, everything, there was a million things with her mind. I'm like, call my wife, just let her know I'm okay, stuff like that. But, you know, I got to thank the local officers around the area, Chief Ann Kirk over in Point Township. He was Johnny on the spot, right on the, you know, right on the radio coming over for help. And that's the whole thing, is they don't realize there's a brotherhood there, sisterhood, whatever you want to call it. And when they hear somebody's in either distress or trouble, they jump, you know, to help. Sure. So it was a very eventful day that day. And like I said, you don't know what you're going to, and I tell these guys every day, like if I send out emails or I see them or I'm leaving at the end of the day, so have a good day, just be safe out there, you know, make sure they're wearing their body armor, stuff like that, because you don't know what you're going to turn.
We talked about that a million times off the record.
Yeah.
You just never know. And everybody in the community was relieved to hear you are right.
Yes. And I appreciate it. I had a lot of positive phone calls and texts. And of course, my phone was blown up with the media saying, what's going on? And I wasn't answering them back. And they're like, what's going on?
And
like, put one on together that, oh, maybe he was one that was involved, right?
And it got kind of scary for everybody. And it is. It's a set. It's crazy. But again, people appreciate everything that you guys do. And we're thrilled that you were able to come down here today and spend some time with us. And now we're going to ask you a couple other questions. I know Amanda has one for you. But I want you to tell people, what does Brad, first of all, let me say this.
This is going to be good.
When you first took over as police chief, okay, it was a good thing you're from Sunbury, the whole nine yards, but you had a rough couple months. You had this happen, you got sick, you were off, you had some surgery, I believe.
That was this year. I had Yeah, but that was no big deal.
Well, you had a couple, right, rough couple right. months because you were chief, then you were, then you had to have an acting chief, then you were not, then this and that and the other thing. So we had you on, we had you as 50-50 at best to last, and then we were going to put you on the pup list. Physically unable to perform because we didn't know what you were. But now you've had a solid run now.
Yes.
Day to day, you're back in. You look
great.
I know he lost some weight. I'm here to tell you. They always say that about the Sudbury officers, but Brad's out there walking every day, strolling around the city, checking things out, which is a good thing.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to ask you right out of the gate, since you're now big sexy on the streets. What's going on? What's your diet like now? What is the day in the life of Brad Hare when you're not working as a police officer?
Well, the day in the life of Brad Hare, not as a police officer, is just getting up out of bed in the morning, waking up and getting fresh air. I'm involved in the Americas very heavily with the ambulance committee, the secretary down there, help run the business down there. So I'm very involved in that. I'm still involved on the back burner with the Football Booster Club. I try to help them raise money for the football team, the theater department. I was in the theater department when I was in high school, so my kids are now that's what sometimes they say. I think I'm acting, but my son, my youngest son, is involved. My daughter was involved for a little bit. My oldest son, his senior year, got involved with it. So he's now at college in Bloomsburg. He's actually doing mass communication. He has his own radio show tonight, every Thursday night, 8 o'clock, WBUQ. It's DJ Dirty Bunny, I think that's his DJ name.
Nice. Nice.
But he's doing that now, and he's having a blast. Like I said, my daughter, she pretty much works. She's a baby whisperer. She pretty much, any kids out there, she's always, looking for babies to babysit. And like I said, my youngest one, he's getting ready for basketball, Camden. But he's also involved in the plays and the musicals, and he loves that stuff and singing and stuff like that. So I'm very busy. So it's a very busy... Sometimes my wife doesn't think that, because I'm always on the go between my job and other stuff, and she's very good with that. I mean, she understands what some of it entails. So there's times I have to get up and go. There's times I don't get up and go because I know, I always tell the guys, put family first.
And you're also, I know you're a lot of times
that you're never asked this and it's never printed and stuff like that, but that's what we're all about here and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to play a little game with you. Okay? And we're gonna get short opinions on things.
First of all, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. I know you're a wrestling fan. 30-year cold case. Arrest him for murder. Guilty or innocent?
Ooh, I haven't seen the evidence, so I'm gonna defer. I haven't seen the evidence. Everybody, hey, let me tell you this much: everybody is innocent until proven guilty.
Okay, but what you've read so far?
I really haven't read too much on it.
Are you a fan of Jimmy Snuka?
Oh yeah, right now. I just, I just, New Day, they crack me up.
Like the New Day,
he plays that trombone, that's pretty good. He's a good trombone. Oh, New York Giants, baby. Phillies.
You're a Philly fan and a Giant fan. How's that work? Why do you like the Eagles?
Oh, I can't stand the Eagles. Cannot stand.
I know Amanda has a question. Go ahead, I know I've been hogging up the timer, but go ahead, ask your questions.
Okay, so where's your favorite place to get some Chinese food around here?
Over at the King Buffet over on the Strip.
Is that the little one or the big one?
The big one. Those two are pretty good, but the big one. We were just there last night, so that was very good.
And pretty delicious. Just say one thing. Brad is a hell of a guy. One time I left my phone at an event, and he tracked me down and brought my phone over to me because I had lost it like 11 o'clock at night. So, he does the little stuff for people. It makes a difference.
Oh, yeah. We try. It would have been anybody, but we were going to have fun with the phone because I realized whose it was, but I thought, better not.
I was actually just going to say that. Did you go through it?
It was locked. It couldn't get through it.
So how did you figure it out?
How did I figure it out? I think there was a picture on the front.
There's a picture. It says Amanda August.
That's right. There was the press pass on the back. Yeah.
That's great detective work.
Hey, it's the little things.
It
you gotta
is the
look
little
at.
Things. Speaking right. of that, you guys did a great job. You guys do a good job on detective work in the city of Sudbury. Now, not to get serious again, but there has been over the course of the last year a ton of crimes that have happened that it takes a long time to solve.
Correct.
Tell the people that are listening, who may be listening, that have had something done to them, that have not had any answers or anything like that, that they're not forgotten about.
Well,
because we get that. I'm going to tell you the truth. We get emails all the time that says, "Sunbury Police not doing anything." And I can't, I mean, I don't, it's not my position to say, but I do know when I talk to you about these things, you say, well, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I bring it up. There's not one case that I talk to you about that you don't know.
Right. Part of the thing is, and I've preached this in departmental meetings, the few that I've had, is we have to prioritize things. And if somebody's working on a little bit bigger of a case, and then we get a dog barking complaint or a youth complaint, kids playing football in the street, I always love that one. Okay, they're playing football in the street. But, you know, we not, might not respond to that right away. We have a very tenured group of officers in the department right now. And I think within the next 5 years, you're going to see a big turnover, and you're going to see some new faces come in. Because I have guys and officers that are getting ready to retire. They're at retirement date. So there's going to be a big turnaround in the Sunbury Police Department. So part of that problem is you lose a lot of experience. I mean, I have between Sergeant Blaze, Corporal Quinn, Officer Bremigen, Officer Bennick, those guys right there, I mean, they've done homicide cases. They do a lot of the child cases between Chris and Jamie, and that's there's a lot. People don't see a lot of that out there because.
So, bottom line, at the end of the day, you know every case that's going on. You know
it's very busy. It's very busy. And that's the one thing I've turned over with the department is the report writing, stuff like that. Like I want to have details and stuff. So when I do get questions.
Who's your favorite cop?
I have answers. What's that?
Who's your favorite cop in the department?
Who's my favorite cop in the department?
Absolutely.
Scotty, the canine.
He like, ah. Very quick.
Scotty
very
is
quick
my
minute.
Buddy.
All right, word association once again. Ready?
Okay.
You ready?
Right.
Are you sure?
Go.
Dave Persing.
Good man. Very good man.
Councilman Jim Eister.
Good man.
Hmm.
What are you about? I've known. Listen.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of people, the negative stuff with Councilman Eister. Jimmy has known me since I was knee high. I grew up right across the street. So Jimmy's almost like the lost uncle out there, you know. So I've known Jimmy a long time. Jimmy and I have had a lot of disagreements on things. We've butted heads. But at the end of the day.
You get along.
We get along. I might not agree with some of the stuff he does. He doesn't agree with some of the stuff I do. But that's part of it.
That's all part
you
of
have
it.
To be able
sure.
to. But you have to be able to move sure. on from that. And we do. We work well together. Mayor Persing, we've worked well together. I went to school with his kids. He's been part of coaching when I grew up as a kid. So I've known Dave Persing for a long time. And if people, they could say what they want about him, but that man is dedicated to the city
Sunbury,
of Sunbury.
Sunbury. I think everybody agrees
and so
with
is
that.
Councilman Eister.
I agree.
And so is Councilman Reitner.
Everybody
that's involved.
That. Riverfront Project.
Riverfront Project. I think it looks nice. I think it needed to be done, regardless of the cost, the timing. It needed to be done because it was really falling apart.
Former Police Chief Steve Mazzio.
He's now a patrolman.
Okay. Commissioner Vinnie Clausey.
He's done.
I got some. Have you started Christmas shopping yet?
No.
Have you started playing Christmas music yet?
Yes. I love Christmas music. I don't do any of the shopping. I give my wife and I every once in a while I'll go with her shopping and I know I can't say nothing. I just sit there, I go along with her, carry the bags. But she's been doing the shopping for years, and I can't complain. So,
but you got the music on in your car already?
Oh, yeah. If I can find a station with it on, I'll pop it on.
That's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
So what is one of the weirdest calls you've ever, you know, had to respond to?
Weirdest calls?
Yeah.
I can't. There's so many. Some of them I can't really repeat on the radio or the Daily Item podcast.
You don't know that.
But there is there's so many out there. I mean, I've seen it all. I mean, literally have seen it all.
How many people have you pulled over and said, "Let's work this out"?
Oh, we've had a few.
You personally?
Oh yeah, I've had a few say, "Hey, is there anything I can do to get out of this right now?" I'd be like, "Sure, sign here at the ticket, and then you can be on your way." But it happens. It happens every day.
I mean, yeah, we have a scanner going in the office, and we hear some weird stuff sometimes. So,
oh, yeah, I think one of the weirdest a call that I heard the one time, not in our department, but I hear other departments get called. It was in the summertime. A guy had called and complained because the neighbor's air conditioner was blowing the hot air from their house into his window. And I just thought, I can't believe you called the police for that. It's, I mean, those are the type of calls we get on a daily basis.
But you got to go.
You have to go. You have to go respond, try to remediate the problem. And but there's times that, you know, you just go, seriously, this is what I signed up for, and we have to go. So, but there's so many. There's I don't have enough time on the radio to tell you all the weird stuff. There's...
I have to say, one of my favorites is we heard a guy who'd been drunk for, I think it was like 56 hours, yeah. And he finally finally decided he should call some EMS and get some help about that.
I don't remember that one. Oh. I mean, I'll tell you, one time I had a DUI where I pulled the guy over. He gets out of the car, and he's stumbling all over. And he pulls two crutches out of the car. Here he's got, I think it was MS or something like that. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. And he goes, nope, you got me. I can't walk right, but I'm really drunk. And I'm like, oh. So, of course, I had to, you know, I really couldn't do any field sobriety stuff, but because he almost ran into a wall and stuff, and I just thought something. This was early in the morning. So I ended up putting him in the back of the car, and I walk up to his wife, and I had said, do you think you could drive home? Are you safe to drive to come over to the hospital to pick your husband up? And she, you know, she basically said, heck no. She says, I've had more drink than he did. I thought, oh, man, I'm never going to – so basically I have to take them both with me and get them – and he was very nice. Don't get me wrong. He said, nope, I messed up. And but he that was one of the odd ones. I'm like, jeez, I can't – you know, these people can't win for nothing because now I got to take them both, but I didn't have to take her for anything, but just basically for a ride.
So I appreciate you coming on, Brad. I know it was a last-minute thing, and but you're always there for us when we need you. And there is times where –
people call in and say we're not getting stuff out,
and we don't know it, and we're not going to push people,
especially you guys, into telling us stuff that we would never try to interrupt an investigation, and you know that, and we've talked about that
right,
and we would never do that. But I do appreciate you coming on. You're a lot of fun. I'm going to warn you though.
Okay.
I'm going to warn you, and you know me. Now, if I call you, you're just not going to know if we're on the air. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, sometimes when you call me, what I say, so you got to be careful.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to be careful. You have been a lot of fun, and it's great. And I think people will like to actually see behind the scenes, because when do you ever get to do this? Seriously, you go on radio shows. You've been on WWE.
Actually, this is my first radio podcast.
See? But isn't it a lot more relaxed than going on and having to talk about the same humdrum things all the time?
I don't mind talking about the humdrum, but this is more laid back, relaxed.
That's right. That's what you want to do. So... also, we're going to ask you to be a correspondent for us at times.
I'll be more than happy to give you what I can, and I've always told you that.
Because we're going to tell, and this is another thing that we're going to do, is that if there's something that happens, whether it be big, small, or indifferent, we may show up on the scene ready to go with a podcast, and we may call you. And I understand that you can't say it, but now people are going to hear some type of, you know, action as it's going on. So now if you're ignorant to us, the people are going to hear.
Can't guarantee everything, but I'll give you what I can. The only thing I want to say is I do appreciate you guys having me on this morning. I would just say, you know, a lot of stuff going on in the world nowadays with law enforcement and stuff like that. Just like I said, the group of guys and girl I have working for me, the officers I have working for me, they're good people, and they really do care about, you know, what's going on and their job. And my job is to make sure they're safe out there along with the community. So. You know, it's okay to say hi to these guys. Sometimes you might not get a hi back because, you know, they are having a bad day. We're busy. We're very busy. And
even Travis, good guy.
Travis is a great guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I've worked with Travis a long time.
And he's a good man.
He's a good man.
I'll hold my judgment.
You'll hold your judgment?
No, Travis is a good guy. Travis is a good guy.
He is. He's one of my, you know, you say about favorite officers that I get Raz all the time to station with, yeah. Between him and Brad Slack. Oh, they're golden boys, they call them. But, you know, I've never had a problem with when I ask them to do something, they get it done. No questions asked.
No, they're good. They are good.
And I was their supervisor on the shift for a couple of years. So we did become close. We are good friends. And I'm friends with pretty much everybody in the department.
Yo, bud.
Well, he's from Watsontown area, and then he transferred out to the Coal Region, so he's got that yo, bud thing now going on. So, but Travis is famous in himself.
Travis is a superstar, man. He was all over worldwide news. He's a superstar.
He is.
I saw they tried to portray him on Snap. The guy on Snap was a lot better looking than Travis.
I don't know. He ran it. He ran a good close second. I'll tell you.
I don't know. Travis has a face for radio. When he's done, he can come on the radio.
He would probably love this. He would love this.
I want him to listen, and he's an invited guest. I would love to grill him for about 10 or 15
minutes. I'll let him know. And if I have to make it an order for him to come down, he'll come down.
Yeah, that's right.
I appreciate you guys coming out. And
you've been awesome. I think people will enjoy you. Again, if you see Brad on the street, he is approachable. Stop and talk to him. Get him a coffee. Enjoy him. He's a good man. What do you think, Amanda?
Most definitely. Everybody can always use a little coffee. But
oh, I love my morning Java. Gotta have it.
Everybody does.
Keeps you going. Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And we'll be back. All right, we're back. Are we back, Amanda?
We're back.
All right, we're getting it figured out. Joining us now, the legendary in Northumberland County, a man who has been here for about 100 years, newly elected, first ever campaign you ran, and you won by 12,000 votes, Sheriff Robert Wolf.
Francis, thank you for inviting me here, and it is a pleasure to be here today.
And we appreciate you coming on.
The pleasure's all mine.
When we set this up, we said we're going to have some fun, and we're going to bring in some people, because you've done radio shows over the course of this election.
I have.
But they've all been serious, and
yes,
you had to talk everything all good and this and that.
That is correct.
But you know what? We don't care.
Okay.
We don't care. We want to know
good.
What does...
Let's have some fun.
What did Sheriff, newly elected Sheriff, Bob Wolf do when he found out he won by 12,000 votes?
What did I do? I got up, I kissed my wife, I kissed my kids, and I was happy that it was over, but I felt very satisfied.
Did you go to any parties?
No, we had a friend of mine, one of my deputies, had a little party at his house for me, and it was low-key. It was happy, but it wasn't your kind of like you couldn't compare it to like a gala New Year's Eve celebration.
Okay, so it was just a small little get-together.
Yes.
What'd you eat? We're curious. What does Robert Wolf eat after he wins an election by 12,000 votes?
We had hot dogs and sauerkraut.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Traditional election day fare.
Nice. Nice. Now, people want to know, okay? They actually don't want to know because nobody asked me this. But I did at the time. There was a time where Sheriff Robert Wolf came in, took over the office, right? It was a good thing for you. You were a long time coming. You took it over.
I enjoyed it.
You enjoy it. And there was a time where the prison had burned down.
Oh, yes,
and
it did.
And it was a disaster.
Please,
and
yes,
at that time, you were transporting prisoners, and it was hardcore, and it was very hard on you. And I understand, and everybody understands that. But there was a time where you were going to make cheese sandwiches for inmates. Tell us about that.
I did make a few cheese sandwiches, and I did that. We were having difficulty. We used to be able to provide our own inmates with a bagged lunch from the Northumberland County Prison on 2nd Street. And we were doing the same thing, except from different various prisons. And the lunches weren't coming along due to logistical problems. So I myself bought some cheese and some bread, and I was providing them with cheese sandwiches until I was told that it was a big no-no. I was not allowed to do that, and I had to stop. And only then did I stop.
I love it. Because people loved it.
Yep,
people loved it. You treat everybody the same.
Pretty much.
Everybody the same.
Treat everybody with the same type of respect that I would like to receive.
Exactly. Tell us now, what's the do it short, because people know that you're a decent guy, and people know that the sheriff's office is a hard time, but what now that you're actually in, because I know you got appointed, and you were very worried about this campaign. We've had many conversations off the record. You were worried. Doesn't matter who opponents are, you're just worried.
Absolutely. An opponent is an opponent.
And because you're dedicated to the office and you're worried. So you have big things on the because you're an old type guy. Let's face it. You are an old type guy.
I'm old school.
You're old school. So
yes,
now with modern day and various things, are you listening,
yes,
to people? Are you ready to move?
Absolutely.
Ready to move into the 21st
absolutely
century?
Yes. I consider myself an old school policeman, but I am open to progressive ideas.
That's what we like to hear.
Absolutely.
That's what we
are going to continue business as usual with the same type of service that I personally have provided for the last 2 years. And Whenever I can try something new or a new way or a new idea, I'm all for it.
It's great.
Anything I can do to improve what I do, I'm all ears for it. I'll try anything once and twice if I like it.
It's great. The thing is with you is that you're a decent, hardworking guy, and you really do. I mean, the cheese sandwich things, people just this. We got a million emails on it. People are like, that's nice that you're doing for people. Even though they're in prison, it doesn't matter. You're at the county level. You're still not sentenced. You're still innocent until proven guilty, and you've always done that. And I've actually talked because for some reason I'm like the advocate for some, I don't know why, but they've talked to me and they were very happy. And they were very happy. They said, hey, you know, we weren't getting fed. And this guy comes in and he started feeding us. So that was really nice of you.
They came close to getting some peanut butter sandwiches also.
Well, you don't know the allergies and
that.
That was a no-no.
I was having a skid of jars of peanut butter that was going to be donated. And I had to stop that.
And I know Amanda has a bunch of her lovely questions coming up for you, but I got to ask you, we're going to play a little game, okay? Ready?
I'm all for games.
We're going to play a game with you. We're going to play a word association game. Did it earlier.
Let's do it.
And let's see what you think. Northumberland County Prison.
Old.
Are you excited for a new one?
Elated.
Commissioner Vinnie Clausey.
Strict.
I love it. Sunbury Police Chief Brad Hare.
Affectionately known by me as Big Sexy. A wonderful man. I like him a lot. Very hardworking man.
Newly elected District Attorney Tony Matalevich.
Hardworking.
You excited for change and all over the place?
I'm excited for the change for all of the new candidates. I'm anxious to work with them. Bounce some new ideas off of each other and run it up the flagpole and see which way the wind blows it.
Absolutely. Bob Wolf has been known to be outside the courthouse a lot of times just strolling around.
Yes.
That's known. You walk around, you talk to everybody that's known.
Every day.
You're going to continue to do that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm a little late to do it this morning, but...
You walk around, you shake hands, you do...
I do.
You do.
Yes. Every day.
People might not know this, but you're a Muppet Show fan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Who's your favorite Muppet?
Well, truth be told, I like the Count.
You like the Count?
Yes, I do.
I think the Count was on the, he was on Sesame Street.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm dating myself. I would have to say that Beaker.
Beaker, there you go.
He's an underdog, and I like him.
Okay, so what is your favorite pizza topping?
My pizza?
Yeah.
Bacon.
Okay.
Definitely not pineapple. It doesn't belong on a pizza.
What have you started listening to Christmas music yet?
Not yet, but how did you know? Is this leading to something?
No, well, Brad Hare's already listening.
I regretfully, no, I haven't, but Christmas is my favorite holiday. If you talk to anybody in my family, they know I am Mr. Christmas, and I'm actually overdue.
So you're one of the November 1st people?
For listening, around this time. But for decorating, it can be the day before or the day after Thanksgiving for me.
Okay, yeah. I decorate on Black Friday. That's my...
Nothing wrong with that.
Decoration day.
That's a good time.
It is. Had another one.
Christmas tree, real or fake?
Real.
You cut it down yourself?
No, I used to, but now we go and pick out a live tree that's already been cut.
Do you decorate the office?
Yes. We have, in the back room where the deputies are, we have our own little tree. And then the girls up front, they decorate on their own.
Do you guys do Secret Santa?
No.
Oh, you should start a Secret
Santa.
Maybe
we would. Maybe we should. That's not a bad idea. There you go. There's a new change in the sheriff's office.
You're gonna implement the Secret Santa policy.
Why not?
What would you give them as a spending limit?
Oh, probably $10.
$10, that's what it's known around here, $10.
Yeah, $10 is a good number for something
like
that.
Well, that's good. So you're excited. Tell us the truth.
I am excited. I'm very excited.
If you had to say one thing to the people listening and to the voters who voted for you, what would you say right now?
I would say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And again, if you visit Sunbury and you walk around Sunbury, you will see you walking around.
You do.
You just are. You're just in the back. You're in the front. You're on the side. You're all over the place.
Yes, and I've known you for all types of people.
I know you for a long time, even when you were just a deputy in there. We'd sit up there and wait for people to come in, and we'd talk back
absolutely.
And forth.
Absolutely.
You're a good man. Everybody's happy that you're, you know, for the change.
That's good to hear.
And get things.
I appreciate that.
And get things going. I appreciate you coming.
Let's fire it up. Thank you.
Thank you. Anytime. We're going to have you back.
We're
waiting on – today was supposed to be the grand opening, and we're supposed to have a bunch of different people on, and Tony Matulevich, who had confirmed that he was going to be here.
Okay.
Okay, now he's not here. Has he been late to your office ever?
He works his own hours.
Oh, he works his own hours.
Yes,
okay.
He works his own hours.
So that's what we're waiting on. He is the grand finale.
Yes.
And we're waiting on it. So if you have any influence, you need to get a hold of him.
I think maybe we'll send up some flares.
Send up some flares and get him out him out here, and we're going to see what he has.
I'll try my best to give you a hand on that.
We appreciate you coming in, Bob.
Anytime.
Very much.
Anytime.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, we stopped Robert Wolf to come back in here for a second because I did have one question I wanted to ask you.
Shoot.
And I know you're a very sensitive man. I've talked to you, and you're very sensitive. Things hurt your
feelings. I have a soft spot.
Things hurt
your
feelings no matter what it is.
I'm a big softy.
With all the big elections that were going on Tuesday,
yes,
you kind of got lost into the mix. Is that not true?
I did.
That's the truth. Because I know the next day we woke up, and as you were flipping through newspapers or radio shows, there was no Robert Wolf. Now, be honest.
There wasn't.
Be honest. Did it hurt your feelings a little bit? Did you get a little
bit.
Sad?
A little bit.
A little sad?
A little bit. I put my heart into this.
You did put your heart into it, but then you got the recognition because now everybody's talking about Robert Wolf.
Let's hope so.
You know why, Robert Wolf, that I think it was that way is because you won by 12,000 votes.
I believe I did, and possibly with the write-ins, maybe I'll get the 90%.
Maybe you'll get to that. All right, now we're letting him go.
I meant the absentees. I'm sorry.
I had to ask.
All right,
I must run.
Thank you much.
Thank you. All right, we're back. We are now joined, Amanda, with newly elected County Commissioner Kim Best. How are you?
I'm great.
Did you enjoy your election
process
and the whole nine yards?
I did. It was a lot of fun.
It was?
It was.
Now you're lying. Right out of the gates, you're coming in and you're
lying.
You had a lot of fun walking up and down every community, every street, every house.
Well, that part, sure, I lost 15 pounds.
Yeah. Well, that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And I guess it is kind of fun because you got to meet a lot of people and people you didn't know.
Yeah.
What was some of the crazy moments on the campaign trail?
Getting to improve my golf game.
Oh, that's right. You did a couple of golf tournaments. That's right. But as far as people-wise, did you meet some interesting?
I did. I met some interesting people. But one of the funniest stories was I was campaigning in Milton, and it was one of the hotter days. And the man was out watering his flowers, and I went to approach him, and he switched hands. That he was holding the hose in to shake my hand, and it got stuck in the on position, squirted me right in the face. And I.
Well, that's fun.
That was fun.
Did you run into anybody that you either went against as an attorney or represented?
No, actually.
Were you nervous?
No, most of the people that I ran into were the, quote, super voters, and I didn't know any of them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. How many people actually, because let's face it, you're well known, you've been in the newspaper, you've been in the media over the course of years. How many people and everybody knows who you are. You walk down the street, everybody knows who you are. You just have that look that everybody
knows.
They
might know me, but it's the orange hair.
It's the orange hair, right, right. So during that process, as you were walking around, did anybody say, I know who you are?
Oh, yeah.
Right out of the gates.
Oh, yeah. Even just standing at Dunkin' Donut in Shamokin, I'd be paying for my coffee, and I'd get a look, and then they'd look away, and they'd look back, and I'd look at them and smile, and they'd say, you're Kim Best, aren't you?
like a celebrity.
Right,
and the media does that. I mean, obviously, you've been all around the county, and you're an attorney, and you're adamant about certain things, and you've had your share of media time, good, bad, and ugly, and all the indifferences,
all of the above.
So what'd you do election night then? You won?
I won.
You had a party?
Yeah,
you were out
at
a fire hall?
Well,
I know, I heard. I've been hearing things that Miss Best is a little upset and sad and...
Hey, when I decided to team up with George Zeller, I was all in because that's how I do things. I wasn't going to just say I was a team,
we all
put his
know.
Name on the sign. I was all in, and I spent a good bit of time with Mr. Zeller, his family, his friends, and I was committed to that team. And so when it became apparent that he and I were fighting for the third spot there, the party tone just sort of died out.
But again, at the end of the day, you went into it with your own
right.
reasons and And now you are a county commissioner. Now you got a lot to do in the next 4 years.
A lot to do.
I know. But that's we're going to save for another time. Because we don't want to get into all that. We already know. We heard it for the last year.
Okay.
Well, actually, you announced you were running in 2010, I believe, wasn't it, for commissioner?
Yes.
It was like forever ago that
right,
it seemed.
Right.
So you've been campaigning for like 10 years now. So it's finally over and done with, and now you get to relax and have a good time. So
amen.
I know Amanda has a bunch of things she wanted to talk to you about food-wise.
Yeah, so we're just asking people, your favorite pizza toppings.
Favorite pizza toppings. I do like ham and sometimes pineapple.
Robert Wolf hates the pineapple. he said that it doesn't belong on pizza, but, you know. Have you started listening to Christmas music? Are you getting into that frame
no,
of mind?
No, not yet. No.
No?
I've listened to the same Halloween track in the last 5 parades I was in, so that's about the extent of the music that I've been listening to. Monster Mash and Ghostbusters and things like that.
Okay.
have you had since it's over now, have you had a ton of phone calls from people? Everybody calling you, congratulating.
I had at least 14 phone calls. I had about 20 emails. I had a ton of Facebook
I bet.
Posts.
I bet. How about the people who didn't talk to you before that are now all of a sudden calling you? It's the truth. It's the truth. We know it. That's how it works. And
they started talking to me about 3 months ago, to be honest.
Okay. After the primary, then they start. Yeah. But that happens, and it's
right.
expected. It's going to happen. But
right.
But in the end, I think people made their decision. They wanted you to represent them and to lead them. And again, we've had many conversations on the record and off the record, so I know where you stand on a lot of things. And people, they wanted you.
I thank them for that.
That's what I was just going to ask you. If you had something to say to the voters, what would you say?
Great, because it wasn't just Democrats. And, in fact, Democratic turnout was low. I had split votes. My Republican friends out there in Northumberland County came, split their votes. One of them was for me, and that's the reason that I'm elected, to tell you truthfully. So thank you.
And you're happy about that.
I'm happy.
Bipartisan.
I am.
What office are you going to take? You've been in the commissioner's office. You were the chief clerk. You know how the place operates.
Well, actually, my former office is one of the larger ones.
So
it's actually larger than the commissioner's
office.
Which
one do you want?
The smallest office. I live here in town. I'm close enough.
Okay, but we do know that the smallest office is Commissioner Clausey's.
How fitting
would that be for you
that
to take over his
perfect.
Office?
That would be perfect.
That would be perfect for
I
you
I can
to
help
do.
Him pack if he needs.
Speaking of which, we're going to do, like we did with everybody else, we're going to do a little word association game. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to ask you something, and the first thing that comes in your mind.
Okay.
The Northumberland County Prison.
Celotex.
Okay, that's where you want it to be, or
that's
or
just
are
the first thing that came in my
okay,
mind.
Okay, right. All right. Expand on that a little bit more and say, are you happy that this one is closed and we're ready to move into the future? Not a long answer, just yes or no.
Yes.
Perfect. Commissioner Clausey.
I thought Italian, to be honest.
Italian, okay.
It might be because I'm looking at you. I don't have it. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
The new board of commissioners.
Rick Shock.
The community college that you're very adamant.
Invest.
perfect. But now that you're talking about the community college, and you tell us the benefits of the community college coming here. And again, we know the principles, we know all that. But take all of that out of it and tell us why, if Amanda was your daughter, why you would want her to attend that college right here in Sunbury.
It's inexpensive. It's local. And she's contributing to her own community, and it might give her an opportunity to stay right here and work.
And that, I know because I've talked to you about it a million times, and this is one thing you really want to push and get done here, and is that going to be on the top of your agenda?
Yes.
What are the three things on the top of your agenda?
Well, that's the prison is one, the community college is another, and then, fixing up the courthouse and revitalizing Northumberland
County.
And getting all that.
So you're not going to go in and like everybody else, not like everybody else, but like how it's been done, how things have been done before, and be a political person. You're going in and just doing.
I just want to get some things done that improve our county.
Are you
going to
go there every day?
It's kind of a personal issue. Every day? Oh, yeah. Yes. At least for a little bit every day.
You'll be there every
and
day.
I'll have office hours once a week, and I'll post them, and I'll let people so know. They'll be on the website
so that
people
can make an appointment,
come in. The door will be open. Right. And they don't even need an appointment.
Just
walk if they don't
in
mind waiting, if I'm seeing somebody else,
just
they can just
in
walk
door
in or call me on that day.
That's good. So right, what we learned today for the people out there is,
I like pineapple on my pizza.
And you like pineapple on your pizza. You want to take Commissioner Clausey's office because it's the smallest. I got to ask you, so would that be kind of fitting, though, for
yeah
you? Would that be kind of,
yeah,
like, bittersweet and fitting?
Yeah.
But let's face it, you guys started to get along a little bit at the end. You started
yeah
to talk,
yes,
bury the
do
hatchet.
Yes, we do.
You're putting things behind you. And would you call him for advice in the future?
It would depend on the project.
How about budget? Budget.
He actually called me
numbers
today. He actually called me today. He wants me to come over and take a look at the budget, and he's willing to hear some of my proposals.
Because before all of the nonsense that we're not going to get into and everything else, but you guys did work together and you were very good together.
Yes.
And you've said to me a million times over, regardless of any issues, that he was very good with numbers. And
true,
you can give the guy a number and it would come into his head
math
and he would
genius
just math genius.
True.
Were you shocked when you learned that he was a
yes
math genius?
He would give me some numbers, and faster than I could punch them into a calculator, he would come up with them without using a pencil. Nothing.
And that there had to be a trigger for you to say he knows what.
He knows numbers.
Knows
he
numbers
knows business. Mm-hmm.
So then you're excited. Then you're ready to go.
I'm pretty excited.
See?
Yeah.
Now that as far
I'm
as
more excited now. So.
You're more excited.
He motivated me.
Yeah, see? See, I told you. She was having a hard time about
I was in a funk.
She was in a funk, and I said, just come down, and we're going to talk to you about
yeah
about absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like a Seinfeld episode cool with you. It's going to be about nothing.
It's been fun.
But it's been fun. Yes. So thank you for coming. Oh.
So you've been working really hard for the past year.
Yes,
and now
really
you have
hard
like 2 months kind of off before you know you get.
I felt disoriented yesterday because I woke up and I didn't have 1,000 things to do. And today I took a nap. And I haven't done that in a year. So, yeah, it's a strange feeling.
So do you have some, you know, things on your to-do list that you just didn't get to in the past year? Fun things with your family, with your kids?
My best friend's coming in tomorrow from Miami, Florida. I'm going to spend some time with her. There's a book I want to read. There's some movies I want to see. So, yeah.
So you're going to take a little vacation?
Kind of a stay vacation. A staycation.
So you're not going anywhere? You're not leaving that?
No way. I told my husband we're not going anywhere for 2 years. Not far. I mean, we'll go take the kids to the beach in the summer, but
so
we're not going to travel like I
so
normally
you're
do.
So you're always going to be around.
At least for the first 2 years.
At least for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
How about
too much to
two
do
months?
Next 2 months?
Yeah. You're not going to get up, pick up, and just go for a weekend, a long weekend, jump on a plane and go?
No.
No?
No. I'm going to start working
gonna,
on my own
gonna,
numbers.
Okay. I was going to say, you're not going to try to, you know, rekindle the romance and get away for a while? And
no.
No, you're not? I told you I'm going to ask anything.
No,
I mean,
time for that.
No, oh, okay. It's all work now. It's all work. Thank you so much
for
coming down. I appreciate it. We very much appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck, and you're welcome to come back anytime. And I got to tell you, like I told everybody else, mm-hmm, when I call you now, you never know. We may be live on here. We may be just. We got.
Really?
I mean, if we ask, yeah, we never know what's going to happen. We're just giving you a heads up.
That's great.
No, I'm actually. I would tell you that we're going to be going on live. I'm not going to put you in that spot.
Right.
I wouldn't put you in that spot
as well. Yeah,
that's exactly right. I don't know what you're going to answer and say and start cursing at me or something else. So, thank you so much for
you're
coming.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
thanks,
Amanda. All right, we're back. Well, that was fun, right? For the
it
first
was
time. For the first time, we had people coming in and out of here. I was getting calls all day once I started letting out that we were doing this, and everybody seems to be on board, right? I mean, everybody wants to. We had a whole different set of guests that we wanted to come up with, but as they were coming in, we were putting them on. So the one guy we did not get to is the new Northumberland County District Attorney, Tony Manilevich, is missing in action. He did not come in today, but we will get him, I promise. I was telling Amanda a little earlier, I was telling you about the Jimmy Kimmel Matt Damon thing. It'll be like Tony Manilevich. We're going to keep booking him and then keep not putting him on the show. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. And you know your stuff with this, kid. I'm ready to go. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. If you guys have any topics you want us to discuss, or, you know, if you're a musical act, you want to come in and play for us, we would love to have you. You can email me at AAUGUST@dailyadam.com. Send us a Facebook message, Twitter message. You can find us on Instagram as well.
And so. I hope they enjoy it. I really do. I mean, I know it's going to be a little long to sit there, but when you're driving, put it on, or when you're sitting around, you know, searching the internet, put it on. Check it out just to see. Maybe it's not going to be your cup of tea, and maybe it will be. But either way, you're going to get to see a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And I think even for you, you know, with some of these people, wasn't it? It's kind of interesting to see what they what they like, what they don't like, and it's just they looked more relaxed. People looked more relaxed.
Yeah, yeah. We deal with so many people in such a professional setting. It's really nice to see Kim and Robert and Brad when they're not, you know, in 100% professional mode, just, you know, kind of talking like friends, which is our goal here.
Which is our goal. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you again next week. Keep checking Facebook and, I guess, Twitter and the website for the next set of guests. But we're going to get them all in. I mean, I know a lot of – we're going to have a lot of various people in here. I will tell you that. I'm in the process of trying to get Jimmy Superfly Snuka to call in, give us a quick couple minutes on air. So there's going to be a lot of different things are going to happen here. So stay tuned.
It'll be fun. Thanks, guys.